You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's time for a brand new game, Simo. It's time for this.
Combining the news resources of literally no one, this is the Simo and Jordan News Game.
Simo, it is the Simo and Jordan News Game. I've taken three news stories that appeared during our news yesterday. And Simo, I have bleeped out one word.
Okay.
Got them for you. All you have to do is tell me what the word that is bleeped out.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, I guess. So there is a word missing.
Yes.
All right.
How confident are you feeling? Did you listen to the news yesterday by chance?
It's the first time I've done this, so, you know, I'm supremely confident. I'm going to ace it in one, like I always do, because I'm a champion.
All right, well, there's three questions. You're talking a fighting game. You are the Conor McGregor of guessing what the bleeped out word in a news bit is.
I am the untattooed, unbearded, un-Irish Conor
Less
McGregor.
Scary.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor. All right, Simo, you ready for the very first one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's do this. Oh, here it is.
Nationals MPs insist there are no plans to...
Oh, let me hear that one again, Jordan.
Nationals MPs insist there are no plans to... Leader Michael McCormack.
Ugh,
Nationals
yuck.
MPs. What's your politicians?
Nationals MPs insist there are no plans to... Leader Michael McCormack.
What are they doing to Leader Michael McCormack?
Are they going to, like, fire him / let him go?
Simo, is that your final answer?
Yeah, you can tell how much I'm interested in the politics. Here is the answer.
Nationals MPs insist there are no plans to challenge Leader Michael McCormack.
Kind of.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It wasn't the exact wording, but I mean, it kind of... We got the same message across.
All right, question two.
So one from one. Congratulations,
thank
number
you.
Two.
Anthony Griffin is believed to be the front runner to replace Paul McGregor as head coach at St. George Illawarra.
Oh, I
in
could
the
hear that. You didn't edit that very well. Head coach.
Is that what your guess is? Are you sure? Is that what you're looking
in? Anthony Griffin is believed to be the front runner to replace Paul McGregor as head coach at St. George Illawarra in the NRL.
All right. I can see. I'm just going to stick to my guns. Is it coach?
Are you sure?
I'm going to. Come on.
Is that what you're locking in?
Yeah.
Well, Simo, here's the answer.
Yep, all right, here it is.
Anthony Griffin is believed to be the front runner to replace Paul McGregor as head coach at St. George Illawarra in the NRL.
Thank you, two from two, Simo.
Yep.
You are indeed a news hound.
The sale of Lion Dairy to a Chinese consortium has been called off after it became clear the federal government would not the deal.
Knock back.
That's number three. Now, Simo, I gave you the first one, even though that wasn't quite right. You got the second right, bang on.
This is for three.
For this one, for number three, I need you to be 100% dead on the word.
The sale of Lion Dairy to a Chinese consortium has been called off after it became clear the federal government would not the deal.
Knock back, I'm going to go with.
Knock back the deal.
It's either knock back or not accept.
Is that...
what do you reckon?
I know. It's because I edited it yesterday.
Has been called off after it became clear the federal government would not the deal.
Oh, I know this newsreader, and she does like to be vicious in her voiceovers. So like, knock back does have a very fighting style, and she does like to, you know, encourage kind of the biff between, you know, get a bit of rough and tumble in the news headlines.
So, Simo, knock back, is that your final answer? Consider it has to be bang on for me to give you the point.
All right, it's going to be either knock back or not accept. I'm going to go with knock back. Let's see how we go.
The sale of Lion Dairy to a Chinese consortium has been called off after it became clear the federal government would not support the deal.
Well, you got two from three. That's not bad.
Simo and Jordan.
And you are not a man with any pets at all.
Yes, yeah, Simo, we've talked about this on the show before. My family never had a pet.
Nope.
I don't really want one, not going to lie.
How do you reckon you'd go with a goldfish? Do you reckon how many would you keep it alive?
I think that goldfish is probably best off not in my care.
Not in the vicinity?
No.
Sea monkeys?
What are they?
No, I don't know. They were invisible to the naked eye, so that was the best part about them. I think maybe they didn't exist. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Like, in an aquarium, you couldn't really see them, but you could say that you had a pet.
Tell you what, the company that's selling them is really raking it in on that.
Apparently they were real. I could never tell. However, a pet has escaped and been refound, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
The 74-day search for a missing tortoise has finally come to an end. Solomon, the 150-pound African sulcata tortoise, is back home safe and sound, according to his owners. Well, they tell us he was discovered grazing on grass about a quarter of a mile from where he escaped.
So there was an escaped tortoise, which I assume is related to...
It's a mixture of a tortoise and a turtle. It's 50-50.
You've got to watch out for them tortoises.
I know. Keep an eye out. What's that in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No, it's a tortoise.
It's a tortoise.
Watch out for the tortoise. I think that's what Doctor Who lives in. He lives in a tortoise.
I think it's been a while since I've watched Doctor Who, but maybe.
It's a TARDIS.
No, close enough.
So how do you possibly lose a tortoise, I ask you?
It was a turtle.
It was a tortoise.
It was a tortoise.
Yeah, sorry.
I had a 50-50 and I got it wrong.
I couldn't help myself.
Okay, it was a turtle.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
A turtle.
What was it? It was a tortoise.
Tortoise.
It managed
to
escape and was on the loose for over 70 days.
Wow. Okay.
And it weighed in at over 70 kilograms.
Okay, so these are the giant tortoises, the ones that can kind of live for 300 years or something like that.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's 15 years of age as well.
He's only 15.
He's getting close to be old enough to drive.
Yeah.
Which would be quicker.
Yeah, but probably not safe. No.
I did check the top speed of a tortoise.
Oh, did you? Go on.
Not quick. Not fast.
To be fair, I could have told you that. Did you actually Google what is the top speed of a tortoise and it said not quick?
No, so it said, I reckon it was about, it was like 0.2 of a metre every second.
Yeah, it is quite slow.
So
yeah.
It's hard to lose a tortoise, but she's managed to do it for 70 days. And then it only made it about a kilometre away from the house.
Mm.
And it was lost for 70 days.
I do have to question the people who are looking for this thing.
Someone's not looking hard enough.
If it was only a kilometre away where it was living, and it's a giant, you've seen the pictures of there, it's like a giant thing, it weighs 70 kilograms.
Mm.
It's like, how do you not... You know, I don't know, maybe it is. Maybe there's a lot of tortoises roaming around there and there's lots of like, oh, no, that's not R1. Oh, no, you're not R1.
It's just like, how would you tell, though? Obviously there might be some certain markings that can help you tell it apart, but maybe it's just that good at camouflage.
Perhaps it is.
That particular tortoise.
Maybe it's the Bear Grylls of tortoises.
Yeah, Solomon is now, he's now taking classes on camouflage at the CIA farm over there in the US.
God, imagine that. You'd be there already for class. Like, here comes the lecturer just walking through the door.
Has anyone seen Solomon?
He's going to get to the lectern at some point.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about an event that went viral at a car wash in Queensland.
An event? The car wash was having an event?
Well, more or less, someone was using the car wash. CCTV footage of that has gone viral. They weren't using the car wash in the traditional way that you would use a car wash.
So a scenario has taken place. It wasn't like the car wash had... You know, some guy dressed up in a mascot uniform encouraging people to go through the wash.
No, it wasn't like that.
What would he dress as? He wasn't dressed as a sponge out the front.
I mean, maybe he was. That would work.
That would, it's an option.
No, well, Simo, what happened at this car wash on the Sunshine Coast was a guy who was not dressed as a sponge out the front. In fact, he wasn't dressed at all.
Oh, genius.
CCTV footage has gone viral showing some guy...
That's great.
...deciding to have a shower in the car wash.
How good. I love that. He's just getting a quick bath.
I mean, there's multiple reasons why it's not how good. Number one, public nudity.
I have partaken in the past.
What, you've been had a shower in a car wash?
No, I've just had public nudity in general.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal and you can get fined for.
Only if the cops catch you.
Hello to any cops listening. We're here for the next half an hour. You want to come and make an arrest. No, but Simo, so this guy in Queensland, it's one of those car washes. It's not like the ones where you kind of sit in your car and it kind of takes you through and there's like the rollers that go over. It's not one of them.
Right.
It's one of the, I think they're called...
Well, they're quite hard, aren't they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
It's one of those, I think they're called jet washers. You kind of roll up, park your car, and then you get out, and it's got like a high-pressured hose.
Wow.
That you will literally go around spraying your car with water.
There's nothing worse than low pressure in the shower. Mm. Is yours at home got good pressure?
Yeah, I've got good pressure. Yeah. I mean, some of those high-pressure hoses can take skin off. So I think that could be even like too high a pressure.
Yeah, he's taken the, what do they call it? Not sanity, the sanitization to the next level.
The guy who runs the car park, his name is Jeff Bowden. He said he arrived at work one day to find one of the water gun hoses lying on the ground. Not where he left it.
Yeah.
So he had a look at the CCTV footage to see if anything needs attention, see if maybe there was a reason. Did it fall off or something like that? What happened? And that is when he saw the footage of just a naked guy shielding his crotch coming into screen, whereas when and his other fully clothed mate grabs the hose whilst filming it on his phone, just proceeds to spray him down completely with the high-pressured water.
Sounds like the boys had a good night out.
Well, yeah, you can say it was, probably was a good night out. Probably wasn't a good next day for...
Needed a quick rinse.
Well, probably wasn't a good day for the next day for the guy who got the shower.
Yeah.
Because that's not just water that they put in their hose.
What else is in there? Chlorine?
They put in various chemicals to help clean cars.
Yeah.
Which would, and I quote... burn.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Which is,
well, he probably went home and had a shower, you'd hope, straight after. The pressure wouldn't have been as good, so it would have slight let down there, but real big ups because there's no added chemicals.
But why would he have gone home? He just had a shower and then he goes home and has another shower.
Wash it off. So you go, you have a shower after you swim in a pool.
Yeah.
When you go to the swimming pool, you go home and have a shower. Yeah, you got to wash all the chemicals off.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But Simo, I reckon this is just another normal day in Queensland.
It's a pretty solid, some solid decision-making there.
Yeah.
High pressure. Yeah, you can but dream. I like the idea of without the chemicals.
Well, you like the idea of
also, how does
going
it
through
work?
A car wash?
Did he have to put, like, coin in, or is it like a pay wave system, do you know? Because how does it...
Simo, you're asking questions. I have no idea.
Because, like...
He's completely naked in a car wash. I don't think he's worried. I don't think he's worried about, oh, hang on, wait, do we have any coins for this?
Yeah, because...
Where's my FBOS machine?
Because if you... You want to get your value, right? Because it's probably similar. I imagine it that it's similar to, like, when you go to the servo. You know how there's some people that really want to get the last drop out of the fuel?
Yeah.
So they're like, they've got the handle sideways and they're like waving the
the
pipe. So I wonder if they're the similar scenario at the car wash. Just make sure you get every last drop. No pressure left remaining, of course, but you just get the last, that last bit.
Well, I mean, the guy who runs the car wash says that the chemicals would, quote, burn the skin. I don't think he's too worried about getting every last drop if his skin is burning.
Simo and Jordan.
And it is time for another love chat. Jordan, you enjoy these ones?
Yeah, well, I think you enjoy this segment probably a bit more than me, I think it's safe to say.
There's just so much to be done.
Actually, I think you enjoy saying love chat in the intro.
Love chat.
That's your favourite part about this,
love
isn't it?
Love chat, baby. Yes, so a love chat. However, I'm not sure about this one. I'm not sure if love is dead or if it is really had a resurgence.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let me be the judge. I'll let you know whether it's dead or resurging.
All right, a unidentified woman has recently approached a court to ask for a divorce.
Yeah, that's dead.
So
dead, good. Play the next song. We are done.
No, so I reckon there's still hope for these two.
Okay.
So her husband is of 18 months that these two have been together.
All right.
Now, when asked to explain her request, the woman said that her spouse loved her too much, never argued with her, which she found impossible to accept.
And she's getting a divorce.
That's right. To make matters worse, the woman's husband also cooks and cleans for her and helps out with various house chores. She's declared herself fed up and asked members of the court to end the marriage.
Because he's too... He does everything.
He's too nice.
Right.
No one just wants a nice boy. She goes on to say, he does not shout at me and neither has he upset me on any issue. He even cooks for me and he also helps me in performing household chores. Whenever I make a mistake, he always forgives me for that. I want to argue with him. I do not need a life where the husband agrees to absolutely anything.
Well, look, it's a peculiar reason to want a divorce. I'll give you that. It's people working at the divorce office, whatever it's called,
would
kind of be looking at the reason going, well, that's a first.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, this is a first.
It's definitely a reason.
Yeah.
Have you got any way? Can we help solve this for them, do you think?
Well, traditionally... Just tell the guy to be a bit more of a pain in the ass.
Really? Is that what you're going to go with?
Well, I mean, it's...
Because, I mean, there's one thing glaring us in the face, really, that'll solve this.
Yeah.
Right? Simple thing. Really simple that'll just, like, It'll make this marriage work. That's how good you and I are as love chatters.
Well, you say it's glaring us in the face, yeah. Simo. I've got no idea. So, could you enlighten?
It's simple stuff. If you want to fight about things, you got more than one option. You got A, get a pet. B, have a kid. Job done.
Oh, so that's your recommendation to these two people?
Oh, yeah. They'll find something to argue about once that's occurred. There'll be issues, trust me.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we've talked about on the show before, you are the one out of the both of us that has a university degree.
Oh, yes, that's right. I am a gentleman and a scholar.
Of which you like bringing up at every possible occasion.
I have a piece of paper and a hat.
What's your degree?
And a gown. English literature.
I see. Whereas me, on the other hand, I was doing my degree. I was halfway through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then...
Dropped out.
Not because I was failing, I want to make that clear, but because I thought I'd go and chase my dreams elsewhere.
Uni school dropout.
I am still technically a dropout, though.
Uni school dropout.
Well, Simo, perhaps I could now rectify this.
Ooh,
because of what a German university is offering.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. I heard about this.
I reckon it suits me to a T.
I thought of you, funnily enough, when I saw this.
So, Simo, this German university is not offering like fake degrees or anything like that, which I was hopeful, but it is offering grants to people who will do, quote, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Zip. Zilch.
Simo, it's the University of Fine Arts, which is in Hamburg.
Yep.
And it says that three people will receive a grant for doing nothing and be paid $1,900 to engage in a specific form of active inactivity.
Now, it's worth mentioning Hamburg, right at the very north of Germany. Now,
where they all do nothing.
Well, they're hipster Germans. They're like the LA of Germany. So, like, deep south, like, of Germany.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the Bavarian knee-slapping, sauce-orientated kind of bratwurst Bavarians.
Okay.
Right? Up the north there, they're a little bit more like kale-orientated.
Okay. You'd never guess that Simo has German family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Slightly German blood.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, Friedrich von Boris is the guy who's designed this course.
Mm.
And he says, I've got some interview quotes from him. He says, doing nothing isn't very easy. I will disagree with him there. He says, we want to focus on active inactivity. If you say you are going to move for a week, that's impressive. If you propose you are not going to move for a week or think, that might be even better.
Yeah, it's no outside stimulus at all, Jordan. So it's like white rooms, everything, no entertainment whatsoever. It's literally just you have to focus on how inactive you are, which it'd do my head in.
Yeah, that's what it's looking at studies for if you do nothing, and then it goes up until I think January next year.
That's right.
They're just gonna look at what happens to your body and brain if you just sit there literally doing nothing.
So you reckon this is your one shot, your one opportunity for a degree?
Also, I gotta be honest, like I did when I ran around the headlight, it's like university offer grads for doing nothing. I'm like, yes, get me on the next flight to Germany, which admittedly is probably not gonna be anytime soon, but still. But then you read on about it and it's like sitting in a room, not doing anything.
That's right.
Can't check Instagram. Can't swipe on dating apps.
You won't be able to find out what's happening on The Bachelor.
Can't watch The Bachelor. Can't watch Netflix.
Nothing. Zero.
Look, $1,900 would be nice. But
not worth it.
Well, like, I've seen the trailers for the episode of The Bachelor tonight and it looks juicy. Right.
Fair enough. So back to the drawing board about how you're going to get hold of your degree.
Yeah, I might have to go back and study the old-fashioned way.
Because you know they do just give them out sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They give them out to like people that have done like services to the community.
Oh, so David Attenborough or something like that.
So Paul Kelly in Australia, they handed him a Bachelor of Music because he didn't have one.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, well, like he's kind of good, isn't he?
Yeah.
We should probably give him one of those.
Yeah, I think he's earned one.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to the lectures, but I feel he knows what he's talking about.
And then I reckon Julia Gillard as well, the ex-PM.
She got awarded
a degree. She already had a whole bunch of them. I mean,
Do you reckon I can just nick one of Julia's?
Let's borrow one.
Do you reckon Julia's like got an architecture degree or something like that? Julia, you're not going to be an architect like, anytime soon. Could I nick that?
Just sifting through the filing cabinet, be like, what the hell? She's got, what is this?
Oh, these are my 17 degrees.
So, aeronautical engineering? Julia, you could go to space.
Yeah, I don't even remember getting that one.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
to hear Simo and Jordan live. Join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.